Chapter 4. A young man went to Sherwood Forest on a very fine white horse. Robin Hood and his merry men saw the young man. He had fancy clothes. He was from London. "He must be very rich," said Robin. The men jumped out. "Stop," said Little John. The young man stopped his horse. "Why are you in Sherwood Forest?" said Robin. The young man was not scared because he knew Robin Hood was a good man. "The Queen sent me to find Robin Hood," he said. "Why?" said Robin. "She wants him to come to London," he said. Little John laughed. "London is too dangerous for Robin Hood. The king lives there, and he does not like Robin Hood." "There is a big archery competition," said the young man. "The winner will be the best archer in England." The merry men looked at Robin. "Are we going to London?" said Little John. "Yes, we are definitely going to London," said Robin. The young man took them to London to see the Queen. "Will we be safe?" said Robin. "Yes," said the man. "The Queen will protect you." The Queen was very happy to see Robin Hood and his merry men. "You are good men," she said. "You are good archers too. Will you fight for me in the competition?" "The Queen is both lovely and good," thought Robin. "Yes, we will fight for you anywhere," he said, and all the merry men cheered. At the competition, the Queen sat next to the King. "My archers are the best," said the King. "They always win." "I have good archers too," said the Queen. "Do you promise not to hurt them?" The King laughed. "My archers cannot lose, but yes, I promise not to hurt your archers." The competition began. It was very exciting. The King's archers were very good. The King cheered. Will Scarlet went next. He was nervous. He missed. The King laughed. Little John went next. He was very good. The King was nervous. Robin Hood went last. He was excellent. The Queen won the competition. The King was angry. "Who is better than the King's archers?" he said. "I am," said Robin. "Robin Hood." The King was amazed. "You're Robin Hood?" Robin laughed. "I am." The King was angry. "Get Robin Hood and his men." Robin smiled at the King. "No, you promised not to hurt us." The King was cross. "I did promise," he thought. "But Robin Hood is difficult to catch. I cannot let him go." "I don't care," said the King. "I break my promise. Get them." Everyone was surprised. What a bad king! Robin Hood and his merry men ran away. The king's men ran after them. "We must run all the way back to Sherwood Forest," said Little John. "It is a long way." "We wear green clothes," said Will Scarlet. "We are easy to see in the city." "Then we will change our clothes," said Robin. The merry men changed their clothes. Robin dressed as a holy man. It took a long time to get back to Sherwood Forest. The king's men were everywhere. It was no fun. Finally, they got back to the forest. "I was a fool to go to London," said Robin. "It was too dangerous. Now we can never leave Sherwood Forest again."